Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Thursday, July the 2nd, 2020. 7-2-2020. 16 minutes past the hour, and as I always say when we have the guest on, we have right now, there are some things that you can do that will make this a better listening experience, and they are very simple. If you're listening on a radio, tear the knob off. If you're listening on a mobile device or a cell phone or a computer, put a piece of tape over the button where you cannot even hit a button that will take away the listening pleasure for the next 45 minutes. This man has been on with us so many times, and it never gets old. It never even approaches getting old. He has been with us on New Year's Eve. He's on every Christmas time with us. He is on with us at Thanksgiving. He is on with us. He's been on with us at Memorial Day. And guess what? I don't think he's ever been on during the 4th of July period. But this year brings special significance for two reasons. Now, here are the two reasons for this. Number one, there's a lot of things going on in this country right now. We're having protests. We're taking down statues. We're changing the brand Aunt Jemima and all these things, Uncle Ben. So what we had to do, because in just a few days, we will celebrate the 243rd anniversary of this country. Well, you want to get somebody who's been around for this, because everybody commenting on this for on television, they haven't been around for this. They haven't seen the birth of Aunt Jemima in the 1960s and Mrs. Butterworth and Uncle Ben and the cream of wheat guy. Well, there is one guy who's been around for all of that at 94 years young. He is the funniest man on the face of God's green earth. That's all you have to say. Sit back, enjoy. Let's open up the microphones and head out to Las Vegas and talk to our pal, the man who makes me genuinely laugh. It's going to be freewheeling. I feel it already. Oh, man. On the birthday of this country in just 2 days, Shecky Green. Shecky, how are you?
Scott, I gotta tell you, before this program, I was waiting for you to come on. I was watching an Irish movie, and I became Irish. I couldn't stop talking. You know, I want to tell you something so many times. I watch the movies, and I see all those Irish people. You know what I mean? And then I go to my temple on Friday, and I say to the rabbi, I want to tell you something. I'd like to say the Ten Commandments. you know, I haven't been out of the house in 8 weeks. Ooh. I have an Italian wife who was like Anna Magnani. She not only cooks with the rhubarb and stuff, but she uses them as a weapon. And she won't let me out of the house.
You're quarantined.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really. I'm Jewish on my mother's side, and I'm not. But it's amazing. I get calls from all my friends because a couple of the hotels have opened up, which is a big mistake.
You know, that is, I was going to ask you about this, Shecky. Now, you haven't been out of the house, but you're out there in Las Vegas. I was wondering, how's the economy doing out there?
Well, I don't think it's doing too good. I really believe it. It's a ridiculous thing. I mean, a guy goes with a gamble, and he's 4 feet from this table, and then he's got to wear a mask, and he says, I want to show you this movie. And the guy says, what number was that? Yeah. And that one guy holds the dice for about an hour and a half. They can't figure out. He said he wants a bet of four. But it's just unbelievable. And these people that have come here, I look at them, you know, from out my window, I look at them and I can't believe that they're going to these hotels.
It's very interesting because, as we all know now, the cases of this COVID are on the rise, and some states are in big trouble, like Texas, Arizona, Alabama, California, but yet people seem to be going back to their regular way of life.
Well, it's not a thing to do. I think that's what Trump did. I think Trump has put a gambling stuff in the White House because he won't wear a mask. Our friend Trump. Well, I don't want to start that again. No, my God.
Well, you know, we're in the middle of a presidential election year, but you wouldn't know it, which I think is kind of good. We're not bombarded with ads. In Ohio, we always get bombarded with literature and ads, and being a swing state, not a whole lot of that this year so far.
Well, I met Biden one time, and I liked Biden. I mean, I didn't meet him for long, but he seemed like a very nice guy. And I had worked for Trump, as I told you before. I worked in Atlantic City, because I never met him. Matter of fact, when I worked for him, he made me wear a mask.
Did he? Even back in those days?
My God. But I think it's, my wife is making masks. She sends them out, and people call me, they send me a mask.
Oh, could you send me a Shecky Green autograph mask that I can wear around Ohio?
I certainly will. And not only that, but 12 people went into the bank with masks on except one guy. And the one guy was the robber, and the other people were the customers.
Oh, things have changed, haven't they? Things are different.
But, I mean, it We don't know what we're going to do. This first of all, you know, if they have a cure for this, we get 6 months, 3 months, 6 months. But this doesn't look like it's going to end too quick.
Shecky, I want to make sure I get this in because I want to tell now. You tell me what this term means, because I think I'm using it in the right context. But what does the term minch mean?
Minch.
Well,
you were talking about Carl Reiner now, aren't you?
A little bit, but I have another term for it as well. I want to use it with.
Well, a mensch means this is a very nice guy.
Okay, this works then, because
mostly they use it for younger guys. You know, he's a guter mensch, a guter.
Oh, that's interesting.
You got to use the word guter, a guter mensch.
A guter mensch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was going to say was I want to tell people just what a mensch Shecky Green is, because, you know, you do a talk show like this, and I've been doing this for quite a while now, and you have guests who are on who are a lot of fun, but they're just guests, and they come on, and we have a good time, and then that's pretty much all there is to it. And we have been making fun of this Hervé Villechaize Fantasy Island episode forever. Now, I have not had Shecky Green on the show since middle of May, since you've been on, and I get a call at home on my answering machine yesterday, and Shecky wanted to send me something. This is how great of a mensch, not to mention the fact that you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to come on this show now. I mean,
I didn't get up. I haven't slept in 2 days. So
no inconvenience.
Yeah, the mensch is under the bench.
Well, you are a genuinely nice man to think about that and think of me in that particular case. I appreciate that.
Well, listen, Scott, I got to tell you, my friend got me that tape, you know, and we put it on our machine, and the machine was not working.
Oh, no.
Then we went and got another machine. I went to a store, and that wasn't working. Then my sister and I went and bought one for the machine. And I had it on for 10 minutes, and I saw, what's his name?
Hervé.
Not Hervé, what?
Ricardo?
Ricardo. He was terrible. I mean, as good as he was in everything he did, I can't imagine why he took this show. I can't imagine why anybody took this show.
Well, here's what we're talking about, for people who maybe have not heard, many years ago, there was a big top 10 television series called Fantasy Island that starred Hervé Villechaize and Ricardo Montalban, and Shecky Green guest starred on this show. Now, we have made we've grist over this for a long time, and now that the episode showed up, you probably haven't seen it in 40 years. When you watched it, what was it like?
Oh, it was so bad. I mean, they didn't have a director. They must have done that at a kindergarten, because I heard it was really bad.
Oh, no.
And the Villechaize, by the time he got his head up to look at Ricardo, was another scene. I went to tell you, Brian, boom, he was gone.
Now, to see Hervé again and to know, see, because we can't experience this in life. You were there when this was all going on. Now, to see it 40 years later on tape, what was it like to see Hervé again?
Well, the great thing about it, he lisped, you know? He would get his tongue and he would lisp. So he would say, "Hello, boss. Is it the plane, boss. And every other word was with it, and you see that little, those two little lips going. But he was so bad. My God. By the time he left that show, they put him in hot water and shrunk him again. They didn't want to pay him that much money.
No. And he was a Frenchman. Now, did you watch it differently, knowing he was a Frenchman?
Yes, you told me. I thought he was a Latin all that time, but he's French.
He's French.
J'ai dit, rendez-vous devant toi tes pages. I went with a French girl. My God.
How did that go?
How did that? Well, she was a little bit like Villechaize.
Really?
She said, "And you're shaking, and you're like you're shaking. I want to tell you something." she used to dance at the Tropicana.
Oh, no. Well,
yeah,
it's one of those things.
Got it. And all of those places that I worked just about every place on the strip. It was unbelievable how it's changed. And even if you see a line of girls right now, doesn't mean anything. It's not nothing is exciting like it was.
I think a lot of people would agree with that at this particular point. Unfortunately.
Well, and the shows, you know, now they got individual shows, like individual stars, which is good, I guess. But it's there's something lacking. The town just got too big. When the town was smaller, you were anxious that I'll see this show on Tuesday, and then Friday we'll go. But now it's like, you know, Monday, Tuesday, where do we want to go? Wednesday. And it's by the time you get 3-4 shows, and it's nothing. But the town got too big.
Now, Shecky, I do want to ask you, here in a few days, what will you be doing for the 4th of July?
I will be in my bed with my wife telling me I can't go to the other side. She doesn't want me to move at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And this is your 94th 4th of July.
You see, what's so funny, when you start to get older, you wonder, what is the thing that's going to be the end? Not bad, but you just get that thought, you know, because 94... But not many people, 94. But anyway, I was thinking, I finally made 94 years old, and this thing comes up, and I can't leave the house. And if I leave the house, I'll catch that somebody will cough on me, you know. Trump will walk by me and cough on me, and then I'll get this thing.
Well, that would be trouble, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. It's frightening. It really is frightening.
Now,
people are not human beings. We're just numbers now. We're statistics, you know. And so I got a letter the other day, and the guy said, "Dear 4,976, I said, "I got to have that figured out."
Well, in general, Shecky, at 94 years old, under quarantine, how are you feeling?
Under quarantine. Well, I don't know. I was going to say something, but I better not. But, it's better to be under. But,
Oh, no.
Other than the thing with my legs, my hips, and my back, and everything, all of those little things, you know, fine, my brain is still good, you know. I still know my name. When we send out for the groceries, I still tip the kid $10. He gives me back $8. I haven't told my wife that.
Well, that's good of him.
Oh, yeah, we got a deal worked out, the kid. But now I found out that he gets the groceries from another place. He doesn't get it from the same place I order it from.
Oh, so he
gets from a cheaper place.
Oh, so he's turning a buck, too.
Tell me what I'm going to do. I'm 94. I'm almost through. I want to go outside and play. But nobody wants me any day. Oh, Scott, my friend, when will be the end? I'm asking you. Okay.
Well, hopefully no time soon. It sounds like you're in pretty good health at
94. Yeah. Are you kidding? I mean, other than the bones and stuff, you know.
Hey,
it's the bones are bad.
It's interesting because we were talking this morning in hour number one. We had a conversation about people who will not admit that they are depressed, that they are in clinical depression. And I thought of you because you suffered from depression and anxiety.
Oh, I still well, every once in a while I get I had panic attacks very bad. And when I had a panic attack, I thank God I had a big enough house. I used to jump in a swimming pool like it was going back into my mother's womb, you know?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't get out of the pool until I heard my mother's voice, "Get out." Yeah. But, I had, and then, some shows I did. I was going on a Carson show and bing, it hit me, and I couldn't talk even. And the wonderful guy that worked backstage, I forget, Bobby or some black kid, he threw me out. He said, "Shecky, get out!" And he threw me out.
Show business.
And Johnny says, "Well, hiya, Shecky." And I went, and he laughed his head. He thought it was funny.
So it ended up being one of your best appearances.
Oh, my God. Write me a depression.
Well, see, it's unfortunate, though, because you had so many trouble with psychiatrists.
Oh, psychiatrist. I had one psychiatrist kept cleaning his pipe. And by the time he cleaned his pipe with a thumb, he threw away the pipe, and it took him 2 years to clean his thumb.
Well.
He couldn't get the tobacco out of the nail in the thumb. Then I had another guy that went to Vienna, and he told me to call him when he went to Vienna. He says, I want to tell you, you'd call me. I don't care what it is. You have trouble, you will call me, yeah? I said, yeah. So I'm in my room, and I'm having one of these things, and I called at the telephone. And I say, I got to call Vienna. Organstrasse 96734. The guy answers the phone and he says, "What are you calling me here? Are you crazy? I'm busy. Why did you call me here?"
Well, that's a bad psychiatrist.
Oh, no. I swear, everyone I had one that I loved. He was a doctor. He was a lawyer. He was an engineer. And then he went to play tennis one day. I said, "Don't play tennis, Leonard. You're a little too heavy." He went and he died.
Oh no!
played on the tennis court, dropped dead.
Oh, gosh.
And I told that to the German doctor. He said, I tell you, those people are crazy. They don't know what they're doing. Let's sleep my bed now. Here, see my pipe.
poor Leonard. Was he in any kind of bad health before he went out and
played
tennis?
No, Leonard was a good lady. I begged him not to go and play because my manager a year before died playing tennis.
Oh, no.
You know.
That's, well, how did you warn your manager before he went out and played tennis?
Did I? Yeah, sure. We just came from Minnesota. What's the big hotel in Minnesota? Look at it. I'm finally forgetting.
The big hotel in Minnesota.
Oh, I mean the big hospital.
The Mayo Clinic?
Mayo Clinic, yeah.
We'd be good on password together.
I took him to Mayo Clinic, and the doctor said to him, do not do anything physical, boom, 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 okay? He got off the plane when we went, boom. He played tennis and he died.
You know, that's very nice of you that you would accompany your manager to the Mayo Clinic.
Well, with the money I owed him, I.
Now, did managers in those days, did they take like what was it, 10%, 20%?
Yeah, sometimes they take 10, you know, but mostly they would take 15 or 20.
Did you have good management?
No, very bad. But it didn't make any difference really with me because I totally did not want the business. I was the most fortunate human being in the world that I made the kind of money I made and did what I did. Because I really didn't want it. You know, they offered me a Broadway show, and I went backstage and everything, and I said, nah, most happy fella.
Oh, now, what did you see backstage that you did not want to partake in this?
No, I went backstage, and they had me sing, you know, I'm the most happy fella in the whole Napa Valley. Oh, no. And then I was a frustrated singer anyway.
Now, do you...
That's when I was with Pavarotti.
Is that when you were... Now, he was a bigger guy as well. He probably shouldn't have played tennis.
No, but he was a good athlete at one time. He was a good soccer player when he was younger, good swimmer, but he was fat, you know. He loved the pasta. I'm an Indiana fest. Oh, faccio di comando, ma rosso domani. Any Italian right now is going, he's nuts, he don't know what he's saying.
Well, Shecky, what about the protests that are going on now? The statues coming down, Aunt Jemima, pancake syrup going away in the fall?
You know, I grew up with that. So I didn't grow up. I mean, we had there were fights with the blacks and the Italians fought with the Jews and everything else. But I never knew about those that kind of hatred. And the Aunt Jemima was such a joy to get that box. My mom said, "Go get Aunt Jemima." Well, you felt like you were getting a friend, you know. And Aunt Jemima and the other things that we had, but matter of fact, there's so many of them I can't even think now.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the four that are in trouble are, my understanding, are Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, Mrs. Butterworth, and the guy on the cream of wheat box.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think he was the first.
I think he was.
Yeah, he was the first. Yeah, and I don't know why. I mean, that's when you have your picture on something, it's an honor. If they advertise somebody, they put the picture on, you know, appearing now, so-and-so. That's an honor. And Uncle Ben was an honor. And Aunt Jemima was an honor. But they turned around and made it something else. And, You know, it's ridiculous.
You know what I can't figure out is Aunt Jemima was not a real person. So I'm not sure if there was a movie today and there was a role for like a butler or something like that. Now, could they have could anybody play that, or would it be racially motivated to have somebody play that?
Yeah, well, they would claim that, but the same thing, they would use an English butler and nobody would say anything, you know?
It's an interesting discussion because I don't, you know, both sides of it are interesting because one side is angry because it's there, and I guess you can't fault them for having anger, but the other side I'm not really sure about either, because if the syrup and the mix taste the same, what difference is what it's called?
It's a name. That's all it is. There's nothing disgraceful about that name, or nothing racial about that name. They have Aunt Jemima, you know, and the lady is called Aunt Jemima. So you recognize that. If the lady was called Lucille, that is another name. But if they call it's Lolly. Well, Lolly don't mean anything. It's Lulu, but Aunt Jemima is a picture, you know? And, I just don't understand it.
Well, what do you eat on your pancakes?
what do I eat on? Well, I'm going to tell you, I have matzo meal pancakes. Now, that got you.
What is matzo meal pancakes?
I don't have Aunt Jemima pancakes. I have matzo meal pancakes. Matzo meal is a matzo meal like an Aunt Jemima powder, and it's a Jewish thing made of matzies, and that's what I have is matzo meal. So that's a pancake. So now I'm going to go fire my mother because she's Jewish and she makes that.
Now, what kind of syrup do you use on these pancakes?
You use the same syrup.
Oh, you make your own syrup?
No, you use the same syrup that you'd use with Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth.
Well, which one do you have in your house right now?
Aunt Jemima, I think, cereal.
Yeah, well, you better throw that out.
No, she's wearing a Jewish hat.
Well.
No, I, you know.
I don't know.
I can understand it because it's eventually, because when I was a little kid, I had black friends and stuff, and I couldn't understand it. I mean, especially in show business. We're a little bit more liberal, you know.
I never
felt that way.
Now, what do you make? Because here in Ohio, just recently, yesterday, I think they tore down the Christopher Columbus statue. What do you make of all these statues going away?
Well, Christopher Columbus, he was on the Santa Maria. Let's see, there was the Santa Maria, the Pinta.
And the Nina.
The Nina was a smaller ship. Yeah. But, let's see, Christopher Columbus. Well, we got Columbus Day. They're going to take that out now, right?
You know, I think they, yeah, there's a movement for that.
Sure, and then they won't, on Columbus Day, you can't have any pancakes. They're going to take the pancakes out there, too.
Oh, it's...
Could you see, Columbus, I want to tell you something. I want to understand. I want to make that big trip to the United States. I go to America, and everything, now they're going to take my day away. But for now, I'm going to do my guts.
He would not be happy at all.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, it'd be trouble. It would be like Hervé Villachez getting mad if somebody wanted to take French.
Did you see the two of them talking?
Oh, no.
Hey, man, I was over there in the Hervé. Hey, let me tell you something. You didn't. You came to France, and your people were ruining France. Me.
Oh, no.
Take it away. This is your day. You're talking to a kid called Scott. He called me from Ohio. It's a wonderful place. I'd like to see the senator's face, but Jim Jordan I don't like, and I'll tell you why. He never wears a tie. He never wears a tie. That's why I don't like. Okay. Your friend Jim Jordan, he's not one of my favorites.
No, he's our congressman in this district. And
that's right. I know he's a congressman.
And he's been on this show a couple times.
Oh,
yes.
Don't tell him what I said. You know, he was a very close friend of mine in South Carolina. Oh, gosh. Look at this. The senator. What's in that? Trump's boyfriend.
Lindsey Graham?
Lindsey Graham.
I tell you, Pat, we are going to get on password. We're going to get there.
Lindsey Graham came to see me work one day, and he fell in love with the thing that I did about Anthony Newley. Then he brought his kid in to see me do it, and I didn't do it the same way that he wanted it. You know? I did it with Anthony Newley falling all over the stage, because he used to go around it, you know, when he was singing. He would go, "What kind of fool am I? I never fell in love." Then I'd go under the piano. "Well, I never know that you are that I am dreaming of." And then I'd go behind the curtain, and he liked that. So he brought his kid in to see me do that, and I stood at the microphone and just sang.
Now, did you have any really good friends who were politicians?
Yes, the man that was in jail in Illinois, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Governor Ryan.
Very nice.
Who happened to be one wonderful man. But every once in a while, they just throw somebody in Chicago into jail. Just, you know, it's good for the newspaper.
That's true. They've got to keep the newspapers running.
Oh, my God. But Ryan finally got out. Then this other guy just got out. That sold his feet. That sold Obama's feet.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that Blagojevich?
Just the name alone should have thrown him in jail.
I don't know what that is. What area did Blagojevich come from?
Like Blagojevich is from Bohemian, some kind of a Polish Bohemian, because we had a lot of Poles in Chicago. Matter of fact, in Chicago we had more than they had in Poland and whatever. I need you again. Where's my what?
we're going into the bonus round now.
Oh my God! Well, you know what? I hadn't have any sleep. This is 2 days now. I have not slept, and I didn't sleep waiting for you. And this Irish movie got me crazy. The girl was going to marry him, then she wasn't going to marry him. Then, so I said, "I'll marry him, but end this picture already."
Now, why haven't you slept in 2 days, Shecky?
I sleep mostly during the day because I'm in bad shape because I'm not going out. Night is day and day is night, you know. And then I sing, "Night and day, I can't sleep at all. Night and day, I would tell you." Okay.
Now, do you think this could be part of...
Well, I want to ask you something. 94 years old, that voice is pretty good.
Yeah, the voice is holding up pretty well. You could do that Broadway show now.
Yeah, everybody from that Broadway show is dead.
Well.
That was a... Listen, this song, I told you, this song was, "I'm a most happy fella in the whole da-da-da-da." Anyway, that was the song that I sang in that show, if I was do it. But I said, no, now I'm signed by NBC at that same time. The first show they give me is the Hollywood Palace, and they give me a song, and what do you think the song is? I'm the most happy fellow. I take a note to God.
Did you ever have a theme song?
No. It isn't easy being green. That's what my piano player would play sometimes, Herbie.
Now, were you ever on Ed Sullivan during the 4th of July independence? He seems like a big 4th of July type of guy.
No, I don't think, I don't know if I did or not. I don't know whether I ever had any holidays. I think there was one that I had. I'm trying to figure it out. I think it was somebody's execution.
Execution?
Execution. I think some guy was getting executed, and they had me.
Now, so Ed introduced the execution?
Right in our shirts and I, Shaggy Green, I brought him on, because Willie Front Thump is being executed. Shaggy knew him very well. Shaggy, do you know Willie? Yeah, I know Willie very well. And right here, Shaggy's going to tell us about Willie Frum-Frum-Frum. Oh, that's good. He knew all of those guys. He was in with them, you know.
He was in with the mob.
Oh, yeah.
Ed was in with the mob?
Walter Winchell and him.
Ed Sullivan was in with the mob?
I want to tell you something, Shaggy. I knew Alphonse Capone. You did? Yes, I met him in Miami. Well, how was that? Didn't talk to him. He was dead at the time. They were carrying him out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is he something?
Did he ever make small talk with you backstage?
What?
Did he ever make small talk with you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what was small?
Then I became very close with him after that, when it was near the end. We became very, very close. And he still thought his wife was living. Sylvie. Tonight, Sylvie and I knew we'd go to dinner. Sylvie was dead 3 years already.
Oh,
you know.
No.
I said, she's still going to sit to the right?
Oh, poor Ed.
But that time he was gone.
Now, what kind of small, the big show's coming up. You're at the Ed Sullivan Theater there where Stephen Colbert is now. You're in New York. What kind of a pep talk, small talk would Ed Sullivan have with you?
You know what I would do? I would do the new kind of acts. I would do like the acrobats that we have that we got Circus Olay, you know?
Right.
But of course I couldn't do what I used to do. I used to do all that acrobatic stuff. You know, that's what ruined my legs.
So are you able to get around now, Shecky?
I can get around, but I can't go square. Yeah. they drive me around, you know, but I can't do it. I haven't done that in 8 weeks. You know, I've got a beautiful swimming pool outside, and I just look at it.
Now, do you normally spend a lot of time in the swimming pool?
No, I would. If my kids were here, I would. You know, but my kids are in different cities.
Now, during this time, what do you miss most during this time of COVID?
My kids. I worry about my kids and my wife, and I miss them very, very much. And I worry very, very much. Every time my daughter tells me, she goes out. You know? Mm. She says, Dad, today we went to dinner. You know. I get frightened with that.
It can be rough during this a mess. When do you think we'll be through with it?
You know, it's a frightening thing for me to say. I don't even think one of them will not see the end of it. I think this is going to last a long, long time. Because it's bouncing around too much. You know, if it if it if they cured it up in one area and then we could see that, that would be good. But it breaks out in one area, then goes another area. That's frightening. And little Archie, the doctor, which really kills me, he's the one that's taking care of everybody, and he's got a voice. I don't know what happened to his voice. Hey, this is the way the doctor talks. He says, we're in a lot of trouble, and they get another 50 people. That's his voice.
It's a little different.
No, go to figure that. Go to see him. And I want to tell you what else we'll do. Just a moment. Did you cough?
So you think we might be in for the long haul here?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my friend, Mr. President, to cough and not wear a mask. He won't wear a mask. Could I tell you something? It's amazing he didn't catch it yet.
Well, thank goodness, because we don't want the president to have coronavirus.
You notice there's a hesitation.
I noticed there was a hesitation. Yes, I did notice that.
Yeah, there's a hesitation. No. I don't know. I think I'm really, and then I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I feel sorry. I don't think the man is well. I do not think the man is well.
Well, you know, we can hope for the best. I guess we got to be hopeful. Hope dies last.
Well, we're gonna get a good crew in this. We need, and you want to know something? He's a little bit old, 77. Biden. And whoever he takes for the vice president is going to be good. Whoever, because it's going to be young.
I would think he would have to go young at this particular age.
He's got to go young.
Yeah.
From left field, I think Booker has got a chance. Everybody that nobody's picked him, but I think from left field.
You know, Shecky, we all like to listen to you sing, and here we are just around the 4th of July time. Is there a, do you have a favorite patriotic song?
I was just a little lad, very young, you see, when they taught me how to salute my flag. It was the 4th of July, and I had tears in my eyes. 'Cause we got the greatest country in this world. Oh, God bless our wonderful flag. God bless the USA. I want to tell you, my friends all around, this is a special day. The 4th of July is yours and it's mine. I want to tell you, it's a day of divine. Now I am hanging up, you see, 'cause now I'm going to July 23.
Shecky, in a minute left, what does the 4th of July mean to you? What does Independence Day altogether mean?
Well, when you were a kid, it was very exciting because, you know, we had those little firecrackers, and they would send us out. And then they started to get worse. They started building firecrackers bigger, and the kids were coming back with burnt hands and fingers off and everything else, you know. And then it got, as you got older, you said, let me get away from that stuff, you know. And even now, and they just had it, well, you just had it on your program talking about it. And it's no joke.
It's got to be safe. Shecky, it is always a pleasure. I'll be looking for the Fantasy Island tape and the Shecky Green autographed mask for COVID.
I cannot tell you how I enjoy talking to you and then talking to Ohio. Ohio, I love you. I love you so much. I wish I was in Ohio. I'd make a touch. Okay.
The one and only, the irrepressible, the classic, the funniest man alive, in my opinion, Shecky Green. Shecky, you have a wonderful 4th, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. And it is absolutely true. The other day, I had not had Shecky on for a month. I go home. He has my phone number. He's on my answering machine. Wants to send me a tape of Fantasy Island. That's the type of guy he is. You know what? I'm out of here for the day. Glenn Coble's coming up with lots of trivia. And the Swap Shop. Swap Shop, I think, is going to be big today. 12-1. Well, don't do that, Glenn. I'm out of here. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Or I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well, may it continue. We're not going to stop at 10 years. We're going to go on into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now you're trying to get me in trouble. You are. You're trying to get me in trouble. You're baiting me.
No. We can move around that question. We can move around that. You have always been that nice to me. And, boy, I'll never be able to repay it. It's just been wonderful.
Well, I tell you, you've been nice to me, too, I'll tell you. As I said, you're my favorite interviewer.
Well, that is.
And I've had a lot of people interview me. In fact, there's some pretty fair, too. So,
I hold that high, and...